into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey! And Vogue, and bitch, you Vogue, and bitch, and bitch, and bitch, you Vogue. What up, AfterBuzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for Loving Hip Hop New York. I'm Joan in studio by my baby mamas. We got Miss Sensei, don't play.
Hey!
And then we got my other baby mama, we got Miss Cornelia Stratwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And I'm going to be the Peter Guns of the night.
Are your feet dirty?
Don't ever scrub them.
Damn, everyone got bad feet, from Peter Gunn's feet to Claudia Jordan's feet.
Did she say why her feet look like that?
Who, Claudia Jordan?
Is she a dancer? Was she a dancer back in the day? Because you know when you're dancing, your feet be looking real right.
I don't think she was a dancer. What were you dancing on? You're fucking... All right, well, let's talk about it, y'all. New year, new episode, same problems.
New Year,
I need
New
these
Me.
Bitches to get some resolutions together, because okay. Let's just top into the top one. Amina, we saw last week, she had walked out the production van and done caught up with damn Peter and Tara.
So
and
sad.
The family, and like just when she was explaining, she was like, I just walk up there, and like it was the perfect family.
Yeah.
Damn, let me rewind that. New Year, New Me, 2015. I cannot make fun of Amina anymore.
Well,
I'm so sad for Amina.
No, it's really sad.
I'm actually like really I'm just looking at this show like Mona, like at one point there has to be a time where you're just like, oh wait, this bitch is pregnant. She's alone. There's something wrong with the baby now.
Like how can you enjoy filming this? Like, this is sad.
I'm just like,
yeah,
Amina,
it's really bad.
On some real shit. I hate to, like, go this serious at the beginning of the show, but, like, Amina, you need to go home.
Yeah,
she should.
Like, she really needs to go to Germany. I'm really nervous, like, when she has this baby, what's going to happen?
Who is going to help her?
I mean, she's going to be a good mother. It's just...
I'm not saying she's not going to be a good mother, but, I mean, I'd be questioning what she's actually capable of doing as a human being sometimes.
Right.
But I'm just like, at this point, now that you're having a child, you got this stress with Peter, you're going to be running around, like...
Who's going to help her?
And God bless the child.
Peter don't come home. He don't have no money.
Mm-mm.
When she has to wake up every 2 hours to feed a newborn, somebody has to help you. It can be done because single mothers do it all the time. However, who's going to help her? When you haven't slept in 4 days and you just trying to, you know, make the baby stop crying, Peter is going to be over to her house eating spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be over to the house watching movies.
And she's just, damn. I mean, at this point, she just needs to know she's going to be alone. Okay, I mean, it was crazy her looking. I mean, that's why, at the end of the day, ladies, if y'all gonna be a side chick, side hoe, whatever, y'all are
pregnant.
Never gonna be, like, the main chick. I mean, I get that she was married, whatever, to him, but it's not the same. Like, he already had a family. So don't disrupt one, you know, if you ain't gonna be the one, so.
She's
oh
a
man,
side
poor
wife.
Poor girl. That should be a test.
Sitting on the curb, crying.
Don't get Mona started. They're gonna be next season.
Sidewives. Season one.
Sidewives, New York.
But then Tara was talking to her like, we were a family. Tara, do you want Peter or not? Because at this point, we all know that Tara really cares about Peter.
Mm-hmm.
She can't get over it. It's been 13 years since they first started dating. And Tara low-key is salty because Peter chose Amina to marry. But yep. Tara still wants her. So, Tara, I'm looking at you, girl. If you want Peter... We already see what's happening. We see it. So just be with him.
But she
just
wants
take him back.
But she doesn't want him to play the same games, and for some reason she feels like he ain't gonna do that. But my thing is let's talk about this before we even get to when Tara walks out. Amina walks away from the table and
Peter follows her, and he says to her, "You can't sit in the street like a puppy. This is embarrassing. That's what you're embarrassed about? Out of everything that has happened on this show, you're embarrassed that your pregnant wife is sitting on the side of the street? You should be. But out of everything that you're embarrassed about..."
He wasn't ashamed about his dirty feet.
Beyond the dirty feet, let's not even go into like those kind of things. But like, just you as a person and how you're handling this situation, lying, and then next week talking about, "Oh, I'm going for some energy drink, something," and then you off here at fucking Disneyland on the beach with fucking Tara and your kids.
Barbados.
Wherever the fuck it is, I don't give a damn. But I'm just sitting here like, Peter, your karma, like, it's in your face. Like, all that stress that you be causing on people, like, whatever is growing here and your forehead, like, I'm just looking at you like... And the thing is, like, I'm gonna admit it, girl, I dated someone just like Peter. Like, when it really... Like, just seeing everything he was saying to Amita, I'm just looking like... I'm not gonna say no name, but I'm just looking like... Clearly. He ain't never gonna change.
He don't change.
That's what they want in their life, and it's because of something that happened to them when they were younger or whatever the situation is, and they just want to keep feeding off that negativity.
He's a stage 10 clinger. Like, get him off of you. He's like a leech who's just leeching onto both of these women, and when it's wrong somewhere else,
fucking
he's going to get the other one.
Just
yes.
One rope to the next.
But y'all, think about it like this, and while I was watching, this is what I was thinking. Low key, because Peter never comes home to Amina. There's nothing you can make me believe that he's over Tara's house every night. I bet you in about a year or two, there's going to be another girl that pop up and is pregnant by Peter. And it happened like right now. It's probably another girl
He needs a release from the stress of Tara and Amina.
So there's another girl.
You know, they got that nest. Pentagon. Whatever it is. Yeah. So Tara walks out to go talk to her. Okay, did y'all feel like that was... I didn't know how to feel about it. Part of me was like, okay, be the bigger one, but then I'm kind of just sitting here like, Tara, like, you're only doing this. You don't really... I think she cared as a mother. She was like, okay, she's pregnant. She shouldn't be out there. But I feel like it was the scale of her being like... Let me come on. My job was to go out there and put her in her car.
Well, she did that because right now she knows she has Peter right now. So she's like, let me go be the bigger person since Peter's been coming over to my house and being with me. Let me just go talk to her. But you know if it was the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she wouldn't have said nothing and she would have been pissed off. Mm-hmm. Like, if she didn't even know Amina. You know what I'm saying?
Amina explains the situation, and she says, well, why don't you just take him back? Tara explains her emotions for Peter, and Tara says, me and Peter will never be crystal clear. We have so many things that we still haven't talked about. You have talked about them to him,
but he says the same thing. What else is left to talk about?
All he says, oh, I don't know. How do I fix this? I don't know. I'm just out here hustling. How do I fix this? I don't know. How do I fix this? I'm just out here hustling. What's wrong? Amina, the babies. How do I fix this? I mean, it's like a pole
It's over
doll.
And over and over again.
It's like a robot.
Literally dated him. Mm-hmm. And for anyone on you, I didn't date Peter Guns. I'm just saying. Dated that type of a scrub.
We've all dated a scrub.
Yes, that's true.
And it's hard to scrub off because they just want more and more and say the right things. And so you're just like, what?
And
right.
Some people are just losers.
Fucking loofah.
Yeah.
Some people are really just losers.
And you know what? In my life, that was the hardest part to really understand. Like, there are just really people out there who are like,
really losers.
My ceiling goes this high and I am breaking through.
They can't. There's nothing
else. They comprehend nothing you say. They just are there staring at you like.
You're sitting there with your pregnant wife holding your beer, kissing her stomach. No emotion in the face when she says the baby's too small.
What?
Oh, what?
How did I not know this?
What's wrong? How do I fix this? But you know, Amina.
Peter don't know what to do. Peter does not know what to do.
Peter comes home.
He's lost.
Amina's on the floor putting together the damn baby swing. He's like, how you doing? Your white pregnant wife is on the floor. On her knees, putting together baby shit that you should fucking be at home doing.
That's so
and
sad.
And you're drinking a fucking Bud Light. That's what's wrong.
And just he drinking childish beer?
Is that right? On top of everything else going on, you drinking childish beer.
Actually, I'm surprised that he could afford the Bud Light.
And I'm
surprised it wasn't a Natty Ice.
I'm just mad that he really
chicken
was just
a Miller
like,
High Life.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I'll just come home to you. Like that's what I'm gonna do to fix it. How you gonna just come home at night?
That's right. Really sad. That she.
If he went in for the fourth kiss, she would have kissed him on the lips.
That is so sad.
If he went in for the fourth time, she would have kissed him on the lips. Because you saw the first time, it was like.
Mm-hmm. Well, she married him. You know, at this point, you can't hold back. You married him, Amina. Like, what you holding back the lips for? That's your husband. Mm-hmm. You picked him. You knew he was about whatever he was about. You knew he was cheating on you with Tara. You know you're the side wife. Like Jesse said, just go home.
I don't even know if there's ever been a side wife. That's crazy.
I can't with it. All right, so then we get to Amina's baby shower. Now, here's why.
Wait, what shower?
Huh?
We only
right,
saw.
I'm sorry.
There was no baby shower. I'm sorry. It was just her walking up like, hey. And then it was Erica and Sin.
And they really like.
Didn't
Amina, first
show
of all,
any presents.
Can we just talk about who were all those people?
And then Peter wasn't even there. Like.
Maybe there were people,
that?
Amina, but how long has she been
no,
in the States?
No, those are people that Erica knows.
Oh.
Come on.
Amina has to know, like, a couple people.
Out of all them people in that States. Room, I'm sure if she had one person she fucked with, that's the person that would have threw the baby shower. She got
that's
Erica
true.
Mena up here looking like J-Lo with her tight curls. But we'll talk about that situation a little later. Let's just get into it now. Oh, no, we won't do that. We'll talk about a real couple, Yandy and Mendices.
They're cute.
I love them.
They are cute.
I love them on the jungle gym. So he says he wants to slow down with the wedding because he feels that she's out here taking pictures because she got her new tatas
she
done.
Yeah, feeling herself.
Yeah,
feeling
no, he myself. Was. He wanted to make sure that she was as serious as he was because she had her booty out or something. They were on the beach and Mendices was. Feeling some
you
type of way.
You'd love that. I can't.
It. I'm just like.
Yeah, my man don't want me to. My man has me wearing out here wearing trash bags.
Well, he wouldn't have been feeling that way if he wouldn't have went to prison. So maybe you shouldn't have went to the pen. If you don't want her doing stuff while you were away, don't get locked up in D.C.
I love them.
And they're cute, though.
Then they got their tats on each other. He got hers here. She got hers.
His first tattoo ever. That's so freaking sweet.
I would do that.
I would do it, too.
I don't have no tattoos.
Me either.
But, I mean, we need to be together for some years.
Yes.
We need to have some time together.
Yes.
And, motherfucker, once that goes on there ain't no type of divorce that ain't happening. You got me right on my skin.
The fact that you have a needle going through my skin,
I ain't doing that.
That's a problem.
I know, and then Jesus is going to come down and slay me.
I'm be like, you go ahead and get your little tattoo. You go ahead and get your little tattoo. Mm-mm.
You don't have tattoos?
I have one, and it's now I'm like, it's stupid.
Where is it?
It's not right here.
And no, you didn't.
I got it when I was like 20-some
oh
young
my
pup.
God.
I was like, new me, and I was dumb.
Is it a heart?
Yep.
Get the
I was
fuck
like,
out
new me. Oh, see, I knew you had a little ratchet in your community.
Yeah,
yeah,
ratchet just came out today. Yeah.
And years later, I'm like,
and how many dudes kissed that little heart on your thigh? Like,
ain't nobody kissing it now. I know that much. Ain't nobody. Idris, if you're watching, you can.
Yo, okay, I know we did it in the studio, y'all, but I'm going to fall back in this chair one day, and that's not going to be a good YouTube scene for my life. I'm just letting you know, Disney on Ice right now. Need some chair stoppers. All right, so Tara goes and meets up with Yandy. Tara says she's trying to date, but she's not really happy. They talk about the Amina situation. She talks about how she's going to take the boys to Barbados, and Yandy's confused, talking about you're hurting yourself. Like, and here, it really was the smartest thing. Yeah, she's like, it's for the kids. Bitch, like, are you going to Disneyland? Like, that's where you go for kids. Like, Barbados. First of all, I never liked going to any beach place when I was a kid.
Me either. I'd be so damn bored. Like how many sandcastles can I build? Like, how many can
no,
I do?
Dad,
I'm not going
I
swimming in that water.
I don't want another virgin
like,
pina colada.
Like, seriously. What are they going to do? They're going to go to the kids' beach club all day while Peter and Tara beat it up upstairs in the room.
Mm-hmm,
that's pretty
girl.
Much what's going to happen.
What is it, sandals?
Yep, because it's family friendly.
And you know they got that
club
they're,
oh, kids.
They're like, why are you going
like
to Barbados?
That.
They couldn't afford Disneyland. Disneyland is
$150 like
a person.
Cruise.
That's just to get in the park.
That's one piece of it.
Peter's
too.
Like, I can't even afford for us to get in the park. What are we going to do to eat? How are we going to survive in Disneyland? Because you'd be in them lines. Like,
yeah, Disney is pretty expensive.
Disneyland will break you down.
So they probably got some, like, Expedia probably had some family discount to fly to Barbados in July. So
or living
got that.
Social escapes or something. Groupon getaways. They probably did one of those.
So, yeah, girl, I mean, I don't know why the fuck you ain't going to Disneyland, going to Barbados. But that's right, you're winning, right? And that's what we're going to come out. All right, Erica Mena. Erica meets up with her best friend, Albie, and they talk about the Wild Miami night where she took this Instagram photo, and that's what Sin's really upset about. Well, so then Albie was like, well, I got some tea for you. I heard from the streets in Dykeman. He says that he saw some dude driving Sin's car with her in the passenger side, and he hears from people that she's been messing with this dude for a while.
I mean, I don't doubt it.
Well, Eric, I mean, okay, y'all keep going.
I mean, it's just hard to take this serious.
I mean, it is for me, too, because I'm just like, I mean, what do y'all expect when two lesbian prostitutes, like, get together in a relationship?
Sin seemed like a nice girl.
She does.
She does.
She seemed like a nice girl that got dragged into this. She got dragged into this lifestyle.
All right, so Sin and Erica meet up. I was dying at Erica's face when Sin was like, stop. I just want to explain to you, and Erica's just sitting there like,
can't wait to tell.
She's sitting like,
that she
bitch, everything
say.
You're saying is irrelevant right now because you're a whore. Because
you've been fucking.
You're
around.
Out here sucking too.
Like, but when her vein was starting to pop out her head, when she was yelling, I was like, girl, that's about to burst, girl. Like, who, like, you know you have anger issues if you start having veins popping
looking like
out
an
your
anime
forehead.
Cartoon, like.
Yeah. It was a little scary.
For real.
So they're going back and forth. Erica just couldn't wait to throw out, I heard you fucking a Dykeman dude. And then she said, I was in a room with you with a whole mad dudes that fucked you. And I'm just like, why are we? Why are we talking about this?
Because that happened with you.
I mean, I'm sure it happened with Erica plenty of times, but I'm just saying, and females too. But I'm just like, y'all just be out here, just put blast in the, just
I'm
pouring
sure
the
all
tea
fucked
all
the same
on the
person
table.
Too. Like, I mean, I'm sure y'all have come across. Oh, yeah, sex with. Oh, me too.
Poor Sam.
Damn.
She got dragged into this nonsense.
Well, the security guards were fucking ready. I ain't never, bitch, that was quicker than Jerry Springer's security guards. That motherfucker elbowed. I didn't even see Erica touch her face because I was more into the security guard who, like, close drive this Sin's face. I was like, what the hell? So, Erica then goes and talks to Rashida. They're talking about Sin. And Sin thinks that Erica hit her in the face. Ra tells her that that was wrong. And then that's when we get to the scenery of Amina's baby shower, which was the backdrop for this storyline. Sin shows up. Erica apologizes. She says, I'm sorry. I never should have hit you. And then it just is like, dude. Like, just dude lines. Like, baby, you're changing me. I want to change because of you.
That's so disgusting.
I want to show you.
Game is
like, you're literally repeating Chris Brown lines. Like, main chick, show you. Like, I mean,
She game is saying. Poor Sin. I can't.
I know you were in the Run It video, but.
Like, I'll do everything for you. Everything.
I'll change for you. I'm not going out like I used to. Hey, who was that? What was his name? Big guy with
so,
the beard.
So, anyway.
You don't really remember who that was?
No.
Damn.
Mm-mm. It's okay.
It wasn't Tank. Anyways, so Erica wants to show her, and, you know, at least, like, this is how you know someone don't care. Like, at least, like, can we be friends? Can we be friends? I cannot be friends with nobody that I...
hate.
Dislike. Amina... Oh, bro, Amina needs to move back to Germany. And that's how that ended, and we'll see how that works out. And
I wonder how Amina felt.
About what?
Her baby shower wasn't on the show.
She, at this point, nothing can make her, should make her feel as bad as her husband.
I mean, they didn't even show cutting the cake. They didn't show her opening up presents.
Girl,
like,
those presents were
no
just
wrapped
boxes. Like,
nothing.
That's so sad.
She can't feel
Erica
bad.
Erica looked like she didn't even want to be there. She was just like,
I mean,
okay,
I mean, I get what Erica was probably one drunk night. Like, girl, I'll do your baby shower. Now she feels obligated to do it. And then she's like, now this bitch is going to show up. And it's gonna, I'm glad, but hey, can we just... honestly take a moment to acknowledge that they did not fight. There was no fighting at the baby shower.
That's true.
Because I was nervous. I was scared. I was like, these bitches might turn up at the baby shower. And then I wouldn't be able to with Amina. I would be like, that baby is just, we need to put her someplace. Put her up in a castle with Sleeping Beauty and just let that be there for the next 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
It's really sad.
Damn.
Her life,
is really sad right now.
I mean, like, why is this happening to her?
You know, it just, this whole show, because let's just get into the next one. Well, before we get into Miss Diamond, we meet up with Cisco and Rich Dollars.
I'm so mad you're trying to get advice from Rich Dollars. Like,
although I'm very happy that he gave him that advice from an, it seemed like it was from a genuine place of like, dude. You know, from the creep squad.
I'm so mad he's like really confirms that they're all creeps.
I'm mad that you're on television and now Diamond gonna see this and Diamond gonna at the reunion gonna be so turned up. He said, you know, I'm just upset I gave Diamond that dick because now she's sprung and she moved across the country with nowhere to go.
First of all,
boy,
Cisco too cocky to be looking that way. He the most regular dude on TV.
He a miniature
Cisco
fat
really
Joe.
Think
okay.
he out here.
He
Wait,
a miniature
is.
Fat Joe.
Is he related to Fat Joe?
He might as
is
well be. Cousin?
Probably no. not.
I don't know. He might as well be.
Yeah, Fat Joe, like, from, like, Dykeman. He probably related to some other dude. Not the Fat Joe.
So he comes out to say that he never told Diamond about his son, and he had, we find out that he had his son 6 months ago.
6 months
while
ago.
While he was with Diamond. So she's really gonna fucking turn up.
Can I ask some... So none of these people have pictures nowhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, of their child at all? I'm talking about not even you holding the baby and alluding like you got someone in your life. You haven't
like
posted.
Like, no one Facebook tagged you or nothing like that.
Your mom didn't tag you while she was at the park with your baby, like, tag little so-and-so running around.
Well, first of all, by the time I have kids, I hope I don't have an Instagram anymore. I'm just keeping it real.
I mean,
because
girl,
I don't want to be posting, like, pregnancy photos up there, like,
but one picture
of my belly. Like, I'm okay. sorry, I'm against that.
You don't have one
I understand
one photo.
You're against that, but look at what we're talking about.
But I would put my
right
kids
now.
Up there if I had, I mean.
She has yeah, a necklace that says
I have a
Diamond.
Perfect example. I have a friend who
Remember
is not on
who
social media. I have a friend who's not on social media. Her mom is. This friend who's not on social media doesn't want anybody posting pictures of her child. And it, for the most part, it happens. Except her mom and her sisters are on there. So guess who, baby, is on Facebook? Your baby, because your family members want to share pictures of them yeah. with the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody posting no pictures of Diamond Baby.
That's
or
crazy.
Or Cisco's baby.
Right.
I mean, I definitely don't believe that no one's posting pictures of Diamond's baby. I mean, I feel like Cisco got, like, separate houses and things that
oh,
he'd be
yeah.
putting
he
girls up in. Like,
different
he might,
accounts for shit. Like,
he probably still figuring out if the baby's his.
Right.
So Cisco meets up with his mom. Hilarious. This
some
was
points.
The funniest scene because background people are fucking hilarious on this show. So. I wonder if they do it sometimes on purpose. If you look at the people in the background, there's two men and they're sitting at a table.
Looking so
they aren't
awkward.
Even sitting. I don't even see if see a table,
they're
but they're just
at
staring
chairs.
At a wall.
And then like
and
they're
don't
like
talk
this
to each other the whole time. And then you get the other two who are just sitting at the table not speaking to each
like
other.
Like looking like they were found off Craigslist and want we need extras for a show and they're sitting
like
there.
The bitch
like
is real mad she had to sit at the table with him. You ever had to sit did you ever do an extra scene where you had to yep. sit with people you were just
that
like
you do
oh.
not know.
And you have to fake talk and act like you like them. You're
like I really would just be
peas
like
peas and carrots, peas and carrots.
Sucks. It sucks.
You swap all them apps with everybody, like what app do you have? What game are you playing? Yeah. So they're talking. He talks about Diamond. He, you know, he talks about lying to her. He says, "I love her." I think she doesn't think that he even knows what love is. We got real deep here. I felt like I was watching a telenova show or something. Then you heard the music that they even put in. They be shading it, the show themselves because when have you ever heard that kind of fucking soap opera ass music? Like. Like as she's like, you know, when he hit, like I don't want to get into all that, but so she's talking about he talked about his relationship with his mom. He had to fend for himself. Mom was the first person to break his heart. He saw her get beat, and she's sorry that he had to go through all that.
You know, I just get confused. Like, you know, I wonder if they talked about this before Love and Hip Hop. You know, like I don't know. It's just like they bring
I'm
these
sure they
serious
have,
conversations out. During the show, I don't know.
I mean,
like,
maybe
I
he just
know.
Got a stale maybe. Reaction face. My reaction face would not.
Well, and in a way, once someone brings it up on TV and the cameras are rolling, the other person has to address it. Otherwise, you look like a dirtbag. So once you bring up a topic like that, you're backed into a corner. Mm-hmm. You have to talk about it.
Right.
Well, it just sucks. Poor mom. I mean, yeah. That whole situation
sucks.
You
know everything. Right. All there.
That's why people, you don't hide no secrets. Don't do no. That's why I get you a What Would Jesus Do bracelet so you don't do nothing bad. And then that way, no one can throw no dirt on your clothes.
That sucks. Poor thing. Poor Cisco and his mom.
But the thing to do is to at least go dead the situation before she finds out from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guys, the appropriate thing to do would be to take her to dinner, to take her to a place where, you know, it's just you guys. But again, here we go, because let's go to Love and Hip Hop. Was it New York with Saigon? They're reading paternity tests at the cookouts. Like, you know what I mean, guys? Like... So Cisco takes Diamond to the club, and he gets on the mic to announce that she's his girl. Like,
she was so happy.
First of all, no, he didn't even say this is my, you know, this is my girl. She's from L.A. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, baby. Like, he did not say this is my girl. You know, I love her so much. I'm glad she's here. He said, you know, this party for my girl. You know, she all the way from L.A. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's probably telling
up,
these guys,
baby,
this is my artist.
Up. Like,
she's my artist. Like Dimitri and Roger Bob from Real Housewives of L.A.
She was so happy though. She was so happy.
Oh, she they was bought so the bottles happy. Out. She was like, hey.
She was. They got all them cum bottles.
Why are you gonna ruin the mood? Like, you should have really just waited until the next day, personally.
Right. He should have had the party, so the next day she woke up, she was feeling herself.
But woke up like, weird, because she can't come over.
Mm. I mean, maybe he would sleep over at the nest.
She would have been outside in the car.
Well, they would have woke up in the car.
In the car. Like, ooh, it's cold.
Turn the heat on.
Babe, can you turn the car on?
You start the car.
So she's happy, and then he breaks that he has a secret, and she starts tweak. He's like, babe, I have a secret. She's like,
she did.
That's that strawberry.
What you mean?
Strawberries.
Looking like Ashley Banks. What you talking about? Mind your business. Mind your business.
She really was about to punch him in the freaking face.
She really was tweaking that left side of her face.
She got her
face turned Moniche real quick. Like, I thought she was going to be like, didn't I tell you?
The bitch.
Didn't I tell you?
Who's the, like, I mean, turning up.
She really did.
0 to 100. Like,
he tells her about the 6-month-year-old son in this bit. Yeah,
who she's like,
she
what?
Who's this bitch?
Who's the bitch? Like, come on, Diamond. Calm down.
Like, Diamond. Come on, Diamond. Like, you just said that y'all have sex in the car.
So you like, are really flabbergasted by something that this man is doing?
And they probably
y'all be doing it in the car.
Right. The baby's probably conceived in the bedroom. Ooh. Actually, you know what, though? I don't even know
I mean, it was the second baby mama, so... I mean, it's the same baby mama, so it's like...
That's even more awkward, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
is it?
It is.
So it's not a different person?
No, it's the same.
Yeah, okay. It's the same.
Well, but that's even more that's
like,
even
why don't you just be with her, then?
Awkward.
Like, you're starting a family with her again. Why don't you just be with her? You probably still fuck her right now.
I mean, you fucked her 6 months ago.
And 9 months
still,
ago.
No,
well,
no.
9 plus 6 months ago.
Yesterday. They did it yesterday,
oh, right. Sorry,
probably.
This is a 6-month-year-old baby.
So they probably did it yesterday.
I mean,
9, 10, 11, 12.
She probably like lived at the house. That's why Diamond can't come over there.
Very true.
She probably lives there.
All right, Carmen San Diego. Yeah. You better put down pieces together.
They live together.
Right, he didn't want to see the
crib, the playpen,
the little tyke bike. On that note, let's head to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz took us out the basement, y'all. They got us in this new fancy studio.
I love it.
All right, next week looks awesome. So Erica versus Sin, talking about she's a part-time girlfriend, so they just gonna throw so much shade at each other. We're gonna hear how many dicks each one sucked, how many bitches they fucking.
Yeah. Is this where we're gonna see Bow Wow?
No.
Is he really gonna be on this?
I don't. At some point, she's gonna have to address him. Because they were filming when
they
got together.
They're probably still filming.
That's true.
Yeah.
Then we get Diamond versus Cisco, and that's where she was talking about, who's the bitch? You cheated on me, you dumb.
Diamond.
This is not Def Jam Vendetta. Like, calm down. You are not Carmen Electra. Right. Calm down. And then finally, we get Peter talking to Amir. This is just horrible. This is horrible. Mona Scott. And the fact that you're having this day, what is she having tonight about the sorority sisters? Like, what are you thinking? Peter is telling Amina that he has to miss the baby's, what might have to miss the baby's birth. I clutched my pearls too, girl. Because he has to do what? Something for an energy drink.
He got pulled to be the face of an energy drink.
With what face is any energy drink talking about?
And he might drink have to go handle some business. I gotta go handle some business.
Goodbye.
He's just gonna miss the birth of her peepee.
But then he's out here talking to Tara like, "What's the chance of you and me
in Barbados?" She had a tan
in Barbados, like Tara. Peter's sperm is cooking in another woman's uterus.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
While you're drinking drinks in Barbados. Like, awkward. Like, is this the life that you really dreamed of when you were a kid? Like, is he really, like, I understand, you know, wanting to make a commitment. I understand children and having that adult role model in their life. I get that. But is this the positive role model that you want for that child in his life? I mean, I don't know Peter. I don't know his other children's situation. But I'm just saying, from what I'm seeing on television, I'm questioning the character.
No, I agree. Because not only is his sperm cooking, he has a gazillion other children. Like, are they gonna meet up? Like, what is this gonna turn into?
Right.
Like, you didn't take the Sears photo shoot. You didn't fucking go to the baby shower. You ain't home. Your baby is shrinking in her uterus. Like, and you just sitting out here eating spaghetti in Barbados with
drinking cocktails.
Tara.
With the wristband, with the all-inclusive wristband on. I can't. I can't. This is horrible. Just like you said, this is absolutely horrible. Amina, go home.
Like, Amina, please. Like, just I want to start. Girl. Like, can we get this trending? Amina, go to Germany.
Go home.
Go home.
Your family will take. Amina, go home. You.
It's like ET, girl. Pick up that phone, call your mother, and be like, "Hey,
it's time.
Just get the fuck out of here. It's get time. On that bike and start pedaling."
Amina,
just
phone go home, girl.
On
Amina,
that note, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
At Since They Don't Play.
At Canelia.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.